1976.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Here you are with the Sons of Liberty. You found yourself listening to yet another hour of Christian Constitutional Radio, where we apply what's going on right now in this world to the policy of God's Word first, who's the author of our laws and who's the giver of our liberties, our rights, and then we apply it to the Constitution, which is the standard of government that we've all acknowledged in this country that has caused us to be able to become great, to be able to prosper. Why? Because it protects those God-given rights. I want to go right now to the words of Christ. In chapter 23 of the book of Matthew, the Gospel, and you all recall Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew is the first book of the Gospels written by a former tax collector before he became an apostle of Jesus Christ and shook the world. And in writing this book, he documents in chapter 23 Christ's vehement reproof against those that were religious leaders of the time. Because of their, number one, hypocrisy. Because they thought, well, like many folks think, we're American, we're the best in the world. We're the only ones that exist. Everybody deserves to give us obeisance. We don't owe our allegiance to any man, any system, any laws. And they created laws of their own doings. And they oppressed men. They oppressed women through the guise and the color of religion and being God's kids. We're the chosen ones. We're the seed of Abraham, they said. We're the enlightened ones. Many folks would call themselves, or call them at that particular time, the elitists. And Christ comes right through the center of it all and calls them hypocrites, snakes. And then he curses them and says, woe unto you, multiple times in chapter 23. And then as he begins to explain to his apostles in chapter 25, he starts to talk to the common man. After he shows the error of their ways, remember, this was the religious hierarchy, and at that particular time, it was also the governmental hierarchy that was established for the nation of Israel under, at that time, Roman rule, an oppressive regime that oppressed them. Why? Because of their sin before God. And so while they're trying to consider politically how to strategize and get out of bondage rather than turning to the God of heaven in repentance, because he's the man that gives liberty. Remember Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty. Who said that? God did, to the inhabitants of the land. to all men. Excuse me. Then we go into chapter 25 where Christ talks about the kingdom of heaven. And what he said is it was like a rich man. A man traveling into a far country who called his servants. Now, folks, you listening to this show right now are accountable for what you hear, what you know, as we all are, as I am, even to speak these words. I'm gravely accountable. I receive more of a judgment for speaking. We're all held accountable to these standards. And when God delivers unto us, as it says right here, as Christ is telling mankind, if you want to be my servant, here's what the kingdom of heaven is like. This man, this rich man who went traveling to a far country, called his servants. Christ sits at the right hand of the throne of God. And he's called his servants. He delivered unto him his goods, his keeping, his church. You and I, patriots, Americans, Christians, children of God. And unto the first he gave five, unto the second he gave, well, and what that first man did with those five is he went and traded. And he got five more. He went and he pursued. He mimicked his master. He grew in his, in this particular point, his talents, his wealth. We should be growing in liberty. Folks, we should be adding to the numbers daily. If you have those tools and those gifts that you're so filled with energy about, that you listen to the radio program, you've got all the answers, and you tell your wife, or wife, you tell your husband, or you tell your kids. If that's truly in you, and God has delivered that to you, then you are accountable for it. Go trade. Go double the investment that Christ put into you. Isn't that what we owe him? God bless America, right? Well, he has. Now, what are we doing with America? The second man received two talents and likewise did what his master did. He went and traded. He doubled his investment. He said, Lord, look, this is what I've done. Oh, but you don't understand. It's so hard. I'm not bold. I don't know how to talk in front of crowds of people. You don't need to. You're one person. Go double yourself. It's so hard. My kids just don't want to hear. Yeah, we'll tear the Nintendo out of the wall. Shut the TV off. Who has time to watch TV anyways? Take that music that you allow them to listen to and throw it out the window, and then maybe you'll have a kid that will actually won't be rebellious and will listen to what you have to say. Double your talents. But then the final one. The final servant came up that was delivered one. And remember, each one of them were given according to their talents. Folks, you are, by God, given according to your talents. Some of you may not be great orators. You may not be able to run as a stateswoman or a statesman. You may not have the talents or the gifts to run a corporation or a company. God knows, but he will judge you according to what talents you do have. If you're using your talents to go fishing and say, man, I caught a 20-pound bass. Look what I've done with my talents. Boy, I'll tell you what, I know exactly where to go fishing. It's high water right now and the temperature's this much. I know what I'm doing. I'm using my talents to fish. No, Christ said fish for men, not fish. You go buy a fish at a supermarket and eat it. Christ has called us accountable for the talents we gave. The one that was delivered one, guess what he did? He buried it in a hole. And then he turned to God and said, well, I know you are a harsh, austere man. Is that how you see the Christ that gave us liberty? So I went and buried my talent. Now I'm delivering unto you what you gave to me. And he said, wicked servant, take what's his and give it to him that knows how to invest. Invest in liberty, folks. That's why we're here. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back with you.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed Defensive Handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our Women's Self-Defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com, or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa, UAW President Bob King, Utility Workers President Mike Lankford, we are proud of them, and we're proud of your congressional delegation who are working every single day with your state and local elected officials to create jobs and economic growth and prosperity here in Michigan and all across the country.
We got to keep an eye on the battle that we face, a war on workers. And you see it everywhere. It is the Tea Party. And you know, there's only one way to beat and win that war. The one thing about working people is we like a good fight. And you know what? They got a war. They got a war with us. And there's only going to be one winner. It's going to be the workers of Michigan and America. We're going to win that war. President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. Let's take these son of a b****s out and give America back to America where we belong. Thank you very much.
Wow, folks, you heard it here, and it's going all over the place. Debbie Wasserman, the DNC chair. Oh, gosh, you know, there's so much to say about this. I could yell. Many of you see me shaking in the studio right now. There's so much to say about this piece. I've never heard anything like this surrounding our executive branch of these United States. Never! You heard at the beginning, President Obama's grateful for the work of the unions helping the working man. Let me ask a question, okay? Teachers' unions. How well are teachers respected nowadays? Is it not true that a student can say the F word to one of their teachers? Has the unions helped gain respect for our teachers? God bless our teachers, those teaching and instructing our next generation. How have they helped increase the respect for teachers? No, it's about money, power, and greed. They're using the teachers. Oh, yeah, you know, so the kids can say F you. That's okay. Keep paying your dues. We're politically strong right now. Jimmy Hoffa proves right there in a nutshell what this is about. And you have your own president at this same meeting hasn't commented on it yet. At least I haven't found anything yet. The Democrat National Convention, the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman, was on Gretchen Carlson on Fox, I believe is who it was. I want to play this clip because I want you to hear, and then we're going to dissect this slowly. We're going to just dissect it slowly because there's so much into this, again, that it's hard to even stick on one topic. You heard what he called you, you American-loving patriots, you mothers that homeschool your kids or that work two jobs so that they can attend private schools so that they're not being indoctrinated by garbage like this. Or how about you mothers that make sure that you know what your teachers are teaching your kids? This is what he's calling you for, holding him in check. When's the last time you heard a Tea Party activist call those that disagree with their policies or the way that they do things sons of blank? Yeah, I know. We have the liberty nowadays to say that on live radio, but I'm not going to. I'm a preacher of God's word. But they're saying it. It's all over the place. When is the last time you heard somebody showing up when a mom starts screaming, ranting, and raving with her kids next to her at a Tea Party rally, and she's swearing about the other opponents, calling them names like that? Okay, let's stop it there. Well, that doesn't happen very often. Or, oh, maybe that happens once in a while. Yeah, I wonder how many of those people were planted. How many times have we seen that, folks? People are plants in these meetings to try to disrupt them and cause them to have an image that doesn't belong to those Tea Partiers. When's the last time you heard a Tea Party spokesman swear about the other side, the other opponent, let alone the President of the United States, let alone the head of a workers' union who had the silver spoon handed to him from Daddy? You're seeing exactly what it's about, folks. Some of the most crazy, unrighteous presidents on their worst day were better than this. What you're seeing, this is unbelievable. I'm a young man. I didn't experience a whole lot of this growing up, but when my eyes were open, I saw, wow, we have drastically come so far. I just explained to you the words of Christ in Matthew 25. After he's done reproving those that sat and watched this, the gatekeepers, not only did they watch it, they did business with it. Your inaction is causing them to do business and go on with business as usual and not have to apologize for a thing. It's not even about apologies. These people are beyond apologies. Their apologies mean nothing. They mean about as much as what you pick up after you clean out the stall of a cow. These folks are willing to do whatever they need to do. Lie? Oh, they've never lied before. How many lies have come out of the Oval Office recently? For the past 4 years? Before that, the past 8 years, 12 years, I don't care. These are not moral men. They don't operate on the same standards and principles you do. They're proving it right here. And then what happens? You get the leadership. I'm talking leadership, folks, at the top of the heap of this trash. Why do I call it trash? It's garbage. It's doing nothing but destroy. I didn't know this. I thought maybe our executive branch, our legislative branch, and our judicial branch represent the states, these states united, which includes the citizens, we the people of each state. I thought that's what these branches represented, was us collectively. Not taking sides and dividing the people. Swearing at the other side, saying we're going to take you out. Oh, what does that mean? This is your army, President. As this intoxicated mob, intoxicated with these foolish theories, these reprobate theories, that they're going to get theirs at the expense of you and I. And they're going to fight. Why don't we go overseas and establish some liberty for this country? Why don't we protect our borders? Why don't you fight that way? Why are you fighting against those that want to preserve liberty for their posterity? That don't want a bank account that's going to be impossible to balance when their children are of age? Why are you fighting them? Folks, it seems to me it's pretty clear, and it has been, but it's getting clearer. Christ gave you your talents. Said, occupy. And don't think you're not going to give an answer. I was just at the state fair this weekend. This intellectual woman, she wasn't even super intellectual. She tried to argue that, well, God isn't the author of laws. You don't need God. And I said, well, then who are you going to trust? Listen to an interview with this one woman. I don't even recall her name. But she was questioned with the fact, and she's one of these people that loves trees. You know, that loves the environment and things like that. Do I got enough time to play that piece before the break? And basically, she was confronted, if somebody breaks into your house with a gun, what will you do? Because she's anti-violence, anti-gun, anti-anti-anti. She says, well, I have wildlife around my house. Oh, yeah, that's going to stop a guy with a gun. Well, and then I have critters in my house that I've helped rehabilitate because they were hurt. And the guy says back to her, okay, so the criminal comes in, shoots both of your dogs, and now he's looking at you. What are you going to do? Well, I have bear pepper spray. Oh, so you can use the weapon of bear pepper spray, but it's not okay to defend yourself with a gun? This is how messed up they know that they have the wrong answer. Yet they search for other things backline to try to justify their wrong answer. They're screaming in your face, America, demanding a response. And they rely upon the fact that you're so civil. You wouldn't dare talk about impeachment. You wouldn't dare call your legislator's office. You wouldn't dare protest at a town hall meeting. You wouldn't dare do any of that because you're too nice. You're too Christian. You're too cuddly. You turn the other cheek. You like to hug your enemies into righteousness. They've got a barrel of a gun pointed at you. They want to destroy you. And you're going to hug them to Jesus. Now, I don't know about me, but in that reference that I just read, Christ's master was no punk. He came back, stared the man down, that had one talent, that did nothing, that buried it, that stayed in his little cloister of his house, raised his little children, did his little job, said the Pledge of Allegiance, said his prayers at night, and didn't do nothing to instill the liberty of his family and future posterity. And he said, depart, you wicked servant, slothful, you did nothing. I gave you, and this is what you're giving in return. The American people, our veterans have gave us, and we just sit and allow this garbage. I'm going to play another clip for you on the next segment. It's coming straight from the top. These are the leaders. If President Obama's clip wasn't enough, if Jimmy Hoffa's clip wasn't enough, I'm going to play you one more. Maybe one of these things are going to thrust us into action. Folks, people are taking action. They're listening. They're taking heed. They're sowing their talents, and they're reaping double for the sake of the kingdom of God, for the sake of liberty, for the sake of our veterans who bled all to give us all so that we could ensure it to the next generation. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
One of the parts of the plan for the president is to go all out in full force of the unions. Yesterday, he did that in Detroit. His introductory speech was by Jimmy Hoffa Jr., who attacked the Tea Party with what a lot of people are saying was not very civil discussion. Listen to this.
And we keep the eye on the prize. Let's take these son of a out and give America back to America where we belong. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Some people are saying that that's violent language, Congresswoman. The White House refusing to respond to that. As head of the DNC, what's your official response to that today?
My official response is that we need to make sure that we focus on the middle class and working families, and that we bring everyone in this country together from both sides of the aisle to focus like a laser on continuing to get this economy turned around.
So wait a minute.
That should be our priority.
But wait a minute. Jimmy Hoffa Jr. says, let's take these sons of out and give America back to where America we belong. And that's your response to it?
My response is that we should be working together and focused
together
on creating jobs. You know, when I'm home, I was just home in South Florida before we're coming back into session this week. And what people talk to me about in the town hall meetings that I held were, Debbie, we need you to focus on job creation. We need to make sure that you guys go back to Washington and work together.
But wait a minute, I'm talking about what Jimmy Hoffa said yesterday.
We need to make sure we don't...
I'm looking for a specific response to what Jimmy Hoffa said yesterday.
I know you would like...
I would love to. You're the head of the DNC.
I know you'd like to focus on language. That's not what the American people are focused on.
It was very serious language.
The American people are focused on job creation.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Yes,
really?
No, I'm not.
Here's what the president said back in January.
Some of
the Tea Party rallies that
only
you,
a more civil and honest public discourse can help
question.
Us face up to the challenges of our nation. The
Stop.
President called
That's right, and
for
I've
civil
called
and
Stop.
Honest.
Stop. Unbelievable! The White House refuses to respond. The DNC says to Gretchen, are you kidding me? You don't talk to me like that. Don't you realize my daddy's empowered me and we're gods? We're not talking about the stupid things we do to assault the American people. We're talking about jobs. Well, that's a good thing 4 years later. You're a little late on that there, honey. Gretchen is asking a simple question. She is so inflamed with arrogance that she does not even respond to you, folks. This is the measure of their resolve. Sounds like a man that I know. And I've read about in historical documents. And 56 men got together and wrote a letter to him. He refused to hear their redress of grievances. A long train of abuses. How long is this train, folks? And this woman has the nerve to insult Gretchen for asking a simple, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I know what you want me to do. Would it be above you to say it's wrong? Yes, it would, because she doesn't disagree with it. And neither does the White House. How do you be civil with this type of mind? How? They need to be removed yesterday and the day before. And folks, we don't sit idle as Americans, as patriots. The preachers across this country better not be sitting idle. And God's true church is not sitting idle. What does Christ say in his Gospels again? There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Nothing hid that shall not be made known. Here's your blessing, America. It's being revealed. It's being uncovered. It's being made known. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Maybe I'm off my rocker. Maybe I'm a little too charismatic. Maybe I'm a little too extreme here. But I feel like somebody's getting slapped in the face. And that somebody is us collectively, as Americans. Yeah, I said Americans. What makes you American? The fact that you live here? The fact that you were born here? No, those of you that are cut of the American cloth, that realizes that there is a God, that God gave us rights, and the purpose of government is to protect those rights. I need to hear what you think, folks. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Let's talk about jobs for a minute. What's this lady's name again? Debbie Wasserman. Let's talk about jobs, Debbie, since you're 4 years late. Since you got done paying off all your good friends around the country. And now you're paying off more. You're probably going to have to pay off a few more now, Debbie, because I think Mr. Hoffa probably cost you guys a little bit more money. I want you to listen to what Jay Carney has to say about jobs. I was really shocked. Jay Carney, the spokesperson for the executive branch of our government. He said this about jobs, and this is going to be the short clip. Talking about jobs.
Well, the White House doesn't create jobs. The government, together, White House, Congress, creates policies that allow for greater job creation, and that can be through tax cuts, for example, for working Americans. Everyone who works pays a payroll tax.
Okay, so did you hear what he just said? This is Jay Carney. Debbie, tune your radio in, okay? Quit playing the Xbox. Debbie, you might be in Florida. You can pick us up there, too. Go to GCNLive.com or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, excuse me. Debbie, Jay's telling you the government cannot create jobs. Did you hear that? Ding, 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 ding. The government cannot create jobs. They don't have a workforce. It's you. They can't make money. Did you get that? The federal government can't make money. They don't work on an hourly wage. They manage resources to protect our rights. And as Jay Carney says, if we could produce tax cuts, that could help increase jobs. But we cannot create jobs. Well, what in the world is the president doing marching around America talking jobs, 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 jobs? Like it's in the Constitution. I guess it's probably like the, what, the Eighth Amendment? The Eighth Article, excuse me, in the Constitution? Just an FYI, that doesn't exist. But maybe it does now. I mean, why not? With the swipe of a pen, an executive order that the president likes to do. Or if you think about this, I'm going to play another clip by Mr. Jay Carney. He was asked a question about his pattern of making decisions without Congress's blessing. Let's listen to what Mr. Carney says about the president, because maybe there is a separate article that we don't know about in the Constitution that says the federal government can make jobs. Let's hear it.
Concede your point. They don't give a lick about what day it is, what time it is. Why doesn't he give a speech from the Oval Office tonight saying, here's my plan?
He wants to speak before Congress because he recognizes that while there are things he can do without Congress.
Stop right there. There's things he can do without Congress, and he will do it, Mr. Carney says. What? You mean like everything he's been doing this whole time? Excluding the years where he had Miss Pelosi carrying out his biddings? But then, you know, those biddings weren't very good. The American people spoke and, whoops, she got replaced. So now, what kind of credibility authority is he acting on? Oh, I know, the Jimmy Hoffas of the world and the unions, those good guys, because they care about America. Whose biddings are being carried out now? You don't got the House to fall back on. They're disagreeing with everything that comes down the pipeline because it's not in the Constitution. Jobs aren't there. Carney admits that they're not jobs, but yet Obama's going to ramrod this anyways because there's things he can do without Congress. You know what he wants to do is go out in front of Congress, tell them what he wants to do, give them an opportunity to cooperate with them, and if they don't, he's going to try to do it anyway. That's his resolve, folks. You just heard it again today. And to anybody that resists him, oh, you Tea Partiers, yeah, you're the enemy. We heard Maxine Waters. What does she say about him?
The Tea Partiers can go straight underground.
This is their response back to you, folks. Let's keep playing the rest of the clip from Mr. Carney.
Do them. There are actions that need to be taken with Congress that require legislation to grow the economy and create jobs. And he wants to go to Congress, speak directly to members of Congress, and lay out his proposal.
Now, I've got to be very careful here again, because some people listening to that maybe are going to think that Obama's going to just sign something into law and Congress is going to give us this new bill. It's going to create a million jobs. The government cannot create a job. And Carney even knows that. But to rely upon simple-minded folks that don't do their due diligence to understand how the government works, they cannot. They have to take from somebody in order to create something else. And for somebody else. Where did all that stimulus money go to? To bail out all the people across the country that helped Obama get in. In so many words. I'm nutshelling that. There's a lot more details into it. They have to take from somebody. And you know who that somebody is? You think it's the drunk wino sitting on the side of the road that sells crack for a living? You think they're going to take money from him, that upstanding citizen? No, they need guys like him because they need to create programs and infrastructures around those type of people and take money from guess who? The people that work, the people that pay their bills, the people that are civil, the people that are moral, the churchgoers, the tithes to their church, pay their taxes, enroll their kids into schools, pay for all their sports, pay for their doctor bills, their dental bills. Those good people that do good are being rewarded with this administration. How does that make sense? Well, the drunk crackhead wino that sits on the street gets the handout. Does that make sense? Is that helping anybody? It's damning men's souls. It's the same thing with the gospel, that Jesus is going to give you everything. You come to church, say the prayer, get on your knees, do a little dance. Jesus is going to give it all to you. It's damning, folks. Not only in this life, but eternally. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty. Don't go away. We got one segment left. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't be here. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're in the final segment, and folks, if you want to weigh in, we need to hear your thoughts. Now, notice everything that I'm talking about right now. I'm mad. I could pound the desk. I'm mocking somebody in our legislature that was so furious that Bradley said Jesus in his prayer. So when I say that, it's not to try to be, well, it is kind of to be funny, but it's kind of an inside thing with me and the producer over here. So anyways, back to business. Notice everything I'm talking about. This is infuriating you, the American people, but I'm not telling you they're going to do it again. It's just the way it is. I'm telling you right now that if we, when we, excuse me, not even if, because I'm not going to quit until when we, as those 56 authors, well, not 56 authors, 56 signers to the document that five men authored. Oh, boy, and if you can answer that question, who are the five men that authored the Declaration of Independence? Who is the committee? Of five men. 1-877-807-9977. This is your final segment, folks, on the Sons of Liberty today. 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to switch gears here. There is hope. The same hope that our founders put their hope in. A firm reliance upon divine providence. It's in the Declaration of Independence. You want to get inspired? Read that document. Understand a history of what was going on at that time. Folks, the king didn't listen to a word they said. Called them terrorists. Hey, have you heard that coming out recently? Worse than that, at least the king didn't call them a swear word. Tell them they could go to H-E double hockey sticks. King didn't even say that. And our founders said, enough. Now, many of you folks probably know, it's almost 9/11, will be soon. I read an article by a friend of mine, Mr. Larry Klayman, who wrote this in his article recently on WorldNet Daily.
Even the Jewish mayor of New York City has been co-opted to this cause. We're talking about the anti-Semitic cause. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and when I say that, I mean not involving Jews, taking the side of Palestinians, taking the side of Muslims. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the media tycoon who owns Bloomberg News and other prominent outlets, and I'm quoting again, WorldNet Daily, this is Mr. Larry Klayman, has prostrated himself to Muslim interests by vociferously supporting and actively furthering the construction of a mosque at Ground Zero. Now, I'd like to know what that word vociferously means, but I get that it probably denotes supporting in some way or another. So here we involve the construction of a mosque at Ground Zero. No doubt, well, could it be? He has numerous business interactions with people in the Middle East, but I suppose that has nothing to do with it. But as if this were not enough, the mayor of the world's most important city, after inviting the Ground Zero Mosque Imam, Faisal Raouf, to speak at this year's 10th anniversary commemoration of September 11th, why am I reading you this? Go to the Declaration of Independence. What would be the resolve for a just man? Would he not want to make things right? Again, as I explained earlier, we're not a United States. We're not a divided states. We're a United States. Our branches of government represent the people, period. Their duties are enumerated and expressed in the Constitution. There is none of this enemy and we've got an army and we're going to take them out. That doesn't exist. The president is the president of all people, not the president of his party, not the president of his labor unions, not the president of Islam. Our president is our president. Of us in these states united. He called this, the mayor of New York City, Imam Faisal Raouf, to speak at the 10th anniversary commemoration on September 11th, a kind gesture. It was quickly shouted down by the residents of New York City and elsewhere. Bloomberg, in an act of claimed fairness. Now, this is what he said. Okay. Now, to make it fair, we've disinvited Christians and Jewish clergy to speak there on this sacred of all days. Now, I'm sorry, folks. Where did most people end up after 9/11? Some people might be thinking, oh, after 9/11, I was hugging a tree. I can remember the exact tree. Oh, Lord, save the trees. Save the trees. Oh, great tree with beautiful green leaves. Save us now from terrorism. Oh, tree, my garden. Oh, garden, help me. Oh, statue sitting on my mantelpiece, let me rub your belly. Help America from terrorists. Oh, they were in church listening to a clergy member give a sermon. And now they're disinvited somehow from the commemoration. Oh, it's tradition. I don't care about you. Have no problem breaking the tradition. And I'm talking about liberal-minded folks here on America. You have no problem breaking the tradition of the Constitution when it comes to ramming your agendas down people's throats. But now it's tradition and we can't have any clergy come, even though I wanted to invite an imam. Bloomberg, in an act of claimed fairness. We've got to be fair. On top of that, folks, it doesn't even stop there. Go a little bit further. He banned all first responders, firemen, and policemen, public servants. Men that would have had the opportunity to risk their lives and probably would have done it. But they weren't injured on the tragic day. He banned them from appearing at the ceremony. Why? I can't even begin to think why. I get it. Anti-God, anti-Christ, whatever other kind of garbage. That's what these people live in. Why? Because, you know, they don't want conflicting powers here. Can't acknowledge a God, it might conflict with the powers that they think they have because they think they might be God or gods. Notice, too, when Paul is referring to gods or New Testament, Romans had many gods. Gods weren't divine omnipotent. Gods were just a step above the rest of us. They had super extraordinary powers. But they were mostly people like us. They made mistakes. That's their concept of God. So when I say God, I don't mean to say that they're Yahweh. They're the creator of heaven and earth. No. They think
that they're cut above the rest of us. And we just need to shut up. And if we don't shut up, then by force they'll attempt to shut us up. Then they'll try to put targets on our backs. Then they'll try to go after their target market that they deal with. I'm going to run out of time about this Bloomberg thing. Do we have time to cover that clip? Pretty close. Why don't we play this? Let's listen to the mayor of New York City's own mouth speak about these topics.
Now, here in New York City, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have the 9/11 10th anniversary, which is a sad and somber moment. You would think that there would be some religious people involved with that because of the deaths of 3,000 people here in the city. But Mayor Bloomberg says no. Roll the tape.
There's an awful lot of people who would like to participate, and you just can't do that. And once you open it up, so the argument here is elected officials.
Once you open it up to Muslims,
and those who are there at the time.
Oh, okay.
See, I think that's a big mistake. So does the New York Post. The editorializer, come on, it's appropriate to have a prayer or part of this.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go back to this again. Okay. We need to be fair. You know, we need to invite the Muslims. Who was reported to commit this act of terrorism? Why do we have a mosque going up around Ground Zero? Still trying to figure it out, folks. Where were you after 9/11? What were you doing Sunday afternoon? Saturday, if you're Jewish. Where were you? Were you hugging a tree? Were you walking your dog, thinking, what a great country we live in? Or were you supplicating before the God of heaven on the behalf of our nation that was attacked? Internally, externally, it doesn't matter. Were you seeking God? And now you're probably responding with a yes. So now at this point, would it make sense to invite public leaders to come speak? And keep away clergy, those that would supplicate to God again on a reunion, on an anniversary of such an awful, atrocious event? What's behind these people? What makes them tick? It's not what you and I makes us tick. Listen, folks, the truth, and I want everybody to hear this. And I'm going to tweet it too, ConstitutionJM on Twitter. The truth will burn everything else down. Folks, our founders knew it. Christ knows it. The apostles that hid a handful of leaven in the world, and now through fruition we have life and liberty, a city set on a hill for others to observe, because the truth will burn everything else down. And it will through your actions and your demonstrations. We need to be like the servant that I started the show with, that took his talents and invested them and doubled them. Double your liberty, folks. You can do it all day long, as much as you want. You have the right to do as much good as you possibly can all the time. Do it until your head spins. Do it until you're intoxicated with good. Truth burns everything else down. Thank you for joining us in the Sons of Liberty again today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty.